Welcome to the Next Gen Advent Podcast. We are so excited to be talking about our Deliverer today. I have a group of siblings with me today who are going to help us just kind of dive into this topic. So go ahead, one at a time, give me your first name and your grade.
My name is Ireland, and I'm in fourth grade.
My name is Jax. Thank you. My name is Jackson, and I'm in second grade.
My name's Kaylin. I'm in kindergarten.
Oh, that was so good. All right, so you guys are going to help us talk about Deliverer today. And before we jump into our subject, let me hear this. What are you most looking forward to about Christmas, Ireland?
Probably spending time with family and just getting to see everybody and having a big dinner.
Oh, that sounds great. Jackson?
Opening presents.
Okay, opening presents. Kaylin?
I love opening presents.
Do you? That's your favorite too? All right. So, yep, having people together and opening presents. Okay, now here's what I want you guys to think about. What is something at Christmas time that is better to do with other people than to do by yourself? What do you enjoy doing with other people more?
Like I said, probably having the dinner and we always have like a big dessert with, and it's way more fun to have like and to play with everybody than just like play by ourselves, because we have a lot more people to like play with.
More fun, in my opinion, to play with other people than to play by yourself. Jackson, what's more fun to do with people?
Opening presents with my family.
Why do you like to open presents with people than like by yourself?
Because then they all get a reaction.
Yeah, you get to see the reactions. You like seeing everyone's reactions? Do you give good reactions, Jackson?
Yes.
Yeah, I can imagine that. All right, Kay, what about you? What do you like to do with people?
I like spending time with them and eating ice cream with them.
I think eating ice cream is always better with other people, right? Yeah, than by yourself. That's true. All right, so this season on the Advent Podcast, we're talking about how God is with us. How do you imagine God's with us? Like when you imagine he's with you, where do you imagine that he is?
Like right next to me. Mm-hmm. And when I know, like when I like pray to him, I know he's like in heaven. Mm-hmm. Like, and he's watching me.
He's watching you. Jackson, how about you? Where do you imagine that Jesus is?
In heaven.
In heaven? Kay, how about you?
He's in heaven.
Okay. And how do you guys remember that he's with you? Like, how are you reminded of that?
What I do is, like, me and my sister, can we pray every night with each other?
I love that.
And I sometimes read Bible verses at night when I get, like, kind of scared at nighttime.
I love that. So you're, like, reading God's word to remind yourself of, like, what is true, right? And then praying about it. Yeah. Jackson, how about you? What do you do to remind yourself that God is with you?
We pray and at dinner, so I'll remember God.
Yeah, yeah. So you use that time at dinner to be able to like just keep him in the front of your mind and be thankful for your food and talk to him. Yeah, I love that. All right, so we're going to start talking about Deliverer. We are looking today at the passage of Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 33, and we're going to just kind of focus in on verses 30 and 31. Would one of you like to read that for us?
Yeah. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You will have found favor with God. You will convince and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end."
Yeah, so he'll reign over the house of Jacob forever, and the kingdom will have no end. And so when we look at that, right, we're looking at Deliverer. So Mary was most likely between, do you guys know how old she was?
90,001.
She's a little younger than that. Think about this. She's probably between the ages of 13 and 16, right? So how old are you, Ireland?
9.
Right. So that's not crazy far away from how old you are. That's just about 4 years from now, right? And so she's actually pretty young at this time, but she gets this angelic visitation. And it seems perfectly understandable for a teenager to be a little concerned and troubled by an angel showing up, right? And calling her favored by God. When God reveals himself to people, there should always be a sense of awe and wonder. And that's kind of how we see her respond here. Mary was a faithful young woman who knew the words and promises of God. The angel explained something to her that left no room for doubt. The name Jesus means deliverer. When the angel said that Jesus would be great, that means that something more significant than what we're used to. And after all, we see everything is great. Sometimes we say pizza's great. Sometimes we say ice cream's great. Sometimes we say, what other words do you think is great? oh, your outfit's great, right? Or you're like, you guys are all decked out in pajamas today. Your pajamas are great, right? But in Hebrew, the word great is a far bigger, like, impactful word. Son of the Most High can be understood no other way. When you put it together, here's what it adds up to. Mary was going to have a baby, and that baby was going to be the Messiah, who God had promised the people of Israel. Mary's child was going to be the king of the kingdom that has no end. To this day, God continues to share his word. He does not lie. He does not mislead us. He does not confuse us. And when God promises something, it will come to be. God promised a Messiah, and Mary was the first to know the Messiah's name would be
Jesus.
And so what are some of the promises that God made to Mary through Gabriel? What did he talk to her about?
That you will have a son, a child named Jesus, and he will be like the king.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. He's going to be the Messiah, right? Mm-hmm. And he promised her too that he was like, I'm going to be with you, right? Yeah. Like that's part of like what he said. He said, greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you. If you had an angel kind of appear to you and say that, what do you think that would feel like?
I'd be kind of nervous and like scared.
Yeah, you'd be, me too, right? You'd be like, oh, what is happening right now? Mm-hmm. I want you guys to think about this. How does God deliver you today? We see that God was introducing Jesus as the deliverer for the Israelites at that point. And that's still like one of his characteristics and what he does. How does God deliver you today?
Not like being scared.
Yeah, that's a great one, right? You're like, sometimes I need a deliverer because the scare or the fear sometimes is just like kind of overwhelming, right? Mm-hmm. And I need someone to take me and like bring me to a new place. Jackson, what does it feel like to be tempted to do something that you're not supposed to do?
Like you want to do something, but you're not supposed to do it. But,
yeah. And so what does it feel like in your body? Does it feel like what does it feel like?
A little, mad.
Yeah. A little mad. Kind of like you're on the, there's like a lot of energy maybe like coming like into your body. Right. Yeah. And you're like, I want to do this, but I don't think I probably should. And so sometimes when you're tempted for different things, that's like an example of when you need a deliverer, right? You're like, I need someone to help me in this moment, not give into the temptation, not do what I know I'm not supposed to be doing, but to do what I know that God wants me to do. And so all of us have moments in our days, right? Whether we're scared or whether we're being tempted to be able to do something that's not a wise choice, right? To be able to save us. And so that's kind of somehow like God can deliver us today in those ways. So Mary's expectation of life and what others knew about her changed dramatically when she met an angel of the Lord. She went from being a faithful young woman to knowing that she was favored by God, which, let's be honest, must be pretty like affirming. How have you changed since Jesus entered your life, and how has Jesus delivered you from sin and darkness?
I've changed. Like I've gotten a Bible. Mm-hmm. I have two, and like I've told my dad I wanted to get baptized, and mm-hmm. I've told my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the second question?
So like when we're thinking about like how God's changed you, so you have like a hunger for God's word, right? And you have a hunger to like be able to take the next steps and to be able to do like what the Lord is asking you to do. And so those are great examples of like what Jesus is doing inside of your heart. And how do you feel like Jesus has delivered you from sin and darkness? Like, are there times when you're like, no, you're taking me out of that. Like you take me out of where I was.
Like when I know I'm supposed to do the right thing, but I'm sometimes like tempted to do the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm. What does he do?
He like tells me not to do it so I can like listen to him, mm-hmm. like talk to me and like just try to do what he says.
Yeah, right? Like he kind of pricks your conscience, right? He's like, okay, mm-hmm. Ireland, I don't think we should do that, right? And he like gives you the confidence and he gives you the strength to be able to make like the right choice, to be able to move into like the right direction. That's a beautiful example, mm-hmm. right? So he's delivering you from sin, right? Like if you're a slave to sin, you have no other option but to do what sin says to do. And he's like, no, there's a way that is different, that is full of light, to come and walk in this. And so I just hope and pray for our listeners today that you are reminded today that you have a deliverer, that when you put your faith and trust in Jesus as your personal savior, you now have Jesus with you. And that is what he's here for. He's here to be able to deliver us from our sins, out of the darkness, and to be able to bring us into the light. And so will one of you close us in prayer today as we just wrap up our time together?
Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day that we got to have. Thank you for our family. Thank you for our cousins. Mm-hmm. And hope we don't get sick. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. Can you guys end our podcast by coming together and wishing all of our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. We will see you back here again tomorrow.
With us, the Holy One. Through the silence, light breaks through. A tiny child, a promise true. In the stillness, heaven's near. God with us, we shall.